Joining us today is Neil deGrasse Tyson. He is an astrophysicist. I just like saying that. Host of Nova Science Now, and director of the Hayden Planetarium. Quick question for you. Pluto has now been renamed Plutoid. Why? What difference does that make?
Yeah, Pluto doesn't really care, actually.
He's written a book about the whole thing.
The Pluto Files is a book. It's coming out soon.
The Pluto Files, right. In my capacity as director of the planetarium, we reorganized the solar system in our exhibits and grouped Pluto with other objects in the outer solar system. We did that very early, back in 2000. And when the news broke, I got all this hate mail from third graders. And so there's 8 years of this. I put it all in a book called The Pluto Files. Odes, emails, and epitaphs in the name of a fallen planet. That won't come out until January, though.
We got to put some of those
online.
But
in the shorthand, it's just really a testament to the acceleration of the technology that you have to look into the universe.
Exactly. The word planet comes from the Greek meaning wanderer, at a time when only seven objects wandered against the background sky. And we know so much more about these objects that the word has kind of lost its utility. If I say, if you have a word that has Jupiter and Mercury in the same classification scheme, something's wrong.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.